walking around these walls. I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. You promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still in love. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. You promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Fail me, Lord Jesus. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I am so honored and privileged this evening to introduce to you a man that is dear, dear, dear to my heart. This is the man of God that brought me to salvation. This is the man that spoke the word of God to me and challenged me to ask Jesus into my heart. When that happened in 1974, July of 1974, little did I know that that experience in a church, sitting across from a bench, was going to be the beginning of something extraordinary that was going to impact the world. It is my great honor and privilege to introduce this man of God to you. He is the Bishop of the Flock of Christ, Bishop Simeon Oka. But before I release him to bring the word of God to you, I just want to have a chat with him. It's been a long time since I have had the privilege to sit across from him, but there's so much stories to be shared here. Bishop, I just want to thank God for you. I know that you're coming out today to share the word of God with us is not just something that just happens, but that you took time, and it is a love in your heart for souls, the love in your heart for Mama and I and God's people that's brought you out today. And I want to say thank you so very much. And in my native language and yours, I want to say Digwa.
Redo.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you're a father to so many great men and women of God around the world. Your voice is gone far and near. And as I stated just a moment ago, you were the one who led me to the Lord. And you were the one, it was under your watch on September 5th of 1976, in a Thanksgiving service, that my father, my late father, placed me on the offering plate, so to speak, and release me to God. And because of that experience, I have been all around the world ministering the gospel. It was under your watch. It was under your watch that you had invited a man of God. I don't know his last name. His name was Daniel, Reverend Daniel. I believe it must have been in 77 or so. He was a teacher of the Word of God. This man taught the Word of God so powerfully. And I, sitting down there as a young man, I said, God, I have to have this gift of teaching. I'd heard lots of preaching, but I needed to have this gift of teaching. And God gave it to me that day, right there in that service. I can go on and on. Your impact on my life has been incredible. And I want to say very publicly, thank you for being a man of God who has been used by God to bring an impartation into my life. I want to celebrate you and thank you so very much this evening. Thank you. And once again, Digwa.
It's indeed my pleasure, Bishop Zeno, to hear your voice. For years, you have been more or less carrying the burden, working with Maurice Cerullo, which you know that Maurice Cerullo is my father. It's through him I got the impartation to be on television. since 1979. And my greatest joy, Bishop Zito, is that since you gave your life to Christ, you have never backslided in any area. You are a man, or we use the word, you're a young man. Once you make your mind for anything, you are there. And that is my greatest joy. You made up your mind for Christ. You have never in any way backslided from Christ. You made up your mind to have a wife. You never in any way, anyone calling me for counseling about your marriage, knowing fully well that you are in a country where divorce is quite easy and simple. Therefore, among all my sons, you are one of them that I'm very proud of. And through Maurice Cerullo, who is now late, you have traveled around the world. And if you can remember when you were here in Nigeria, in one of the time that you were in Bishop Okonkwo's church, if you can remember,
yes.
You know, that night it was God. If not, Maurice Cerullo clapping down and dead, because when he made an altar call, and you know Nigerians as we are, full of zeal, they all rush the altar, and I have to make my hands this way to garage Dr. Maurice Cerullo, and that's how we succeeded to get him out of the crowd and get him into the office of Bishop Okonkwo. So I'm glad, and I'm glad that the name of Jesus saves everywhere in the world. Wherever you hear the sound of my voice, I can tell you without missing what the word of God saves. Bishop Zeno, if you want me to just go ahead and preach or you want to interview me, I want to assure you I'm ready for anything you want me to do.
Before you get into the word, I remember that night was a very interesting night. You had ushered, and Bishop Okonkwo had ushered Papa away, and I became the target of the people. He said, so he's gone, you. So they rushed me while you guys were away, and the presence of God was so strong around me. I could see people touching me, their hands touching me, but I couldn't feel them. And I said, God, what am I going to do? These people are going to kill me here. They're going to crush me. And he said, just release the anointing. As I released it, the people started dropping all over, and I ran out to myself. It was an experience. But anyhow, you are not always a believer. How did you come to the Lord? What happened? And because there are people going to be listening to us today, and they think, you know, oh, that's Bishop Mike, that's Bishop Simeon, they've always been Christians and whatever else. But God touched our lives somehow. Can you just share for a few minutes how it is that, how God touched you?
You have to signal me if you want me to if you want me to end it up. Because it's a long story and very interesting too. I was a young man at the age of 8. It was then God started opening the heaven to show me his glory, angels coming down and ascending. And at the time I was 8, at the time I was 12 years old, it looked as if I was backsliding. And the Lord spoke to me that if, as I backslide, that he will bring me back to his own glory and power. And when I finished my school at the McLomy Trade School, instead of 4 years, I was there for 2 years because of the grace of God upon my life. And after that, I was looking for a job. I was not getting work. Any work that I get, it happened that I always lose my job. What was it? The witches and the wizard. It is you, Bishop Zeno, who may understand this. You know, in the Western countries, some of them don't. But the truth is that I remember what Archbishop Benson in the House of Blessed Memory used to say, that it's demons that have suffered a loss in Africa that goes to the Western country. I don't know how true that is, but the fact is that when you are here in Africa, to succeed in the ministry, you must be ready for a fight.
That's right. Know,
re-fight. So at that time, I was ready for a fight. And the man too that I will not forget is Benson Idahosa. Because when Benson Idahosa came to Warri, you know, on Mercedes-Benz, black Mercedes-Benz, and I look at the man, you know, it gave me hope. It gave me assurance that when you are in Christ, you can be blessed.
Yes.
If you are in Christ, there is hope. If you are in Christ, there is power. If there is Christ, you are not the least, but rather you are the top. So when I saw that, I got back home. I told my dear wife, Comfort. I told her that I saw a man today, a man who was ready for anything, a man who cast away devils easily, a man who drives a Mercedes Benz, and he's a preacher. At that time, Zeno, you better, it's good I remind you of this. At that time, you can hardly see a preacher ride a motorcycle. No talk of riding a Mercedes Benz.
That's right.
So through Benson in Daosa, I have that assurance that preaching the gospel is not an issue of a defeat, but it is an issue of victory. And not only victory, you can prosper. And not only prosper, you are not to be at the tail, but at the head. All right. From that time, I start preaching the gospel. And I can tell you, it was not easy. You know, just as a lot of young ones today, they look at us and they don't see all they see is the victory, but they don't care to know about the facts, you know. So the ministry continue, and as I continue preaching the gospel, there was all kind of miracle. I can remember my wife and I were in Focados, where we were preaching, and in Focados, 8 blind persons, their eyes were open. And with their eyes open, it was celebration till daybreak. And while they were celebrating, me and my dear wife, we have not eaten. So this thing called crab, you know, I don't know whether I communicated that right, you know, came, and my wife woke me up that there are crabs. So I told Mama, I said, that is a blessing. That is food that God has given to us. So we start picking them one by one, and we cook them, and we're eating them. And it didn't stop in preaching with power. We were also giving these people cloth, because you know, at that part of the nation, there was a lot of poverty, I think even up to now. It is so, even though have been discovered there, but you know, for some time now, those who are there, they are not able to get the resources of the oil. Then not only that, it came to a time that I was in the room, and there was a snake. They call it copra. Copra. Dokas, my daughter, who is now a manager in Shell, by then was a baby. So I came from crusade in Ekpa. Ekpa is a village you know, not too far away from worry. So my wife didn't tell me anything that happened to my mom. By then, my mom came, not knowing that my mom had died. In the morning, I went to, my wife came to me right away, and I was taking my bath, and I was singing my usual way. And my wife now told me that, have you seen Mama? I said, no. He said, you better go and see her, because it was not all right in the night. So I went there, and I discovered that my mother is late. She have died. And unfortunately, I start crying. Zenith, I'm telling you, I didn't know what to do. I started to cry. And as I was crying, I heard the voice of God saying to me, I should go to the quiet part of the house. And the house I'm talking to you now is a mansion. It's 11 bedroom and 4 sitting room. After Benson Dausa, I was the next pastor here in Nigeria to build such a house. And my mom came with such a joy. And the devil being what it is, you know, he wanted to kill my mother. So the Holy Spirit said to me clearly, go back. Call your mother by her name. She's on her way. You know, they didn't tell me whether it's on its way to hell or its way to heaven. You know, so I went right there to back. I went back to the room, removed the cloth that cover they use in cover her face. Then I start calling her, Mama, Mama, Mama. Then she opened her eyes and raised her two hands. You know, then I grabbed her hands and I was so excited. By then, my senior sister and my junior sister have come, and when they came, they met Mama now. Dancing, rejoicing, and two of us were dancing, rejoicing. If you are listening to me anywhere in any part of the world, listen to me. God is God. God have not changed. The power have not changed. So, whatever situation that you are, that the enemy have put you, I want to say to you today, you can rise from that power. You can be healed. You can be delivered. God is the same. It's the same in Africa. Is the same in America. It's the same in Canada. God is the same everywhere around the world. So hear me sound and clear. If you are suffering from cancer of any kind, listen to me. I want to say this to you today. As I have been doing it here in Nigeria and around the world as I travel, today is your day. Arise and be healed. Arise and be delivered from every walk of darkness. In the end there, I keep on preaching with signs and miracles. We were in a town by the name Brutu. Praise God, Brutu is still there. I was preaching, and three young men were hired to kill me in Brutu. Three of them were giving gun and ammunition, and three of them, you know, stood watching me, looking at me, and miracle were happening. Then behind me was a DPO, a police DPO, who was now seeing what was happening. And these three young men that was hired to kill me, the Spirit of God hit three of them. Not knowing that one of them is having gonorrhea, one is having hernia, the other one was having another infirmity, which I may not remember now, you know. And three of them spontaneously were healed. And as they were healed, they came forward with their gun. And here was a DPO kneeling down, you know, for his own salvation. I am telling you, it is something that I can never forget. This is many years ago. So I took the guns from the three young men, hand over them to the DPO. However, the DPO was no more, he was not interested in the gun. What he was interested on is his own salvation. So he knelt down and I prayed for him for his salvation. In the end there were a teenager, you know, that was at the end of the crowd who have one leg was shorter than the other leg. And as people were testifying, this teenager and the senior sister, they were members of this church, what do you call it now?
Aladura or something?
Not Ubu. They were a member of this church that teaches, but they don't believe in the power of God. They don't believe in the power of God. Jehovah Witness, thank you. I'm glad that some of you are there. You know, Jehovah Witness. You know, Jehovah Witness all over the world. They don't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. But this God wanted to prove his power to this family. You know, and the leg, one leg was shorter than the other one. So the girl threw the water on the ground and he was running and you know, testifying. Then this senior sister all came to the stage and testified, rejoicing. This cannot be hidden. The parents came the second day to say that not really that they don't believe in the power of God. They believe in the power of God, just like this one that have just happened. But they don't believe because of some fake preachers who don't really know what they are doing. Thank God. That is God. It didn't end there, Bishop Zeno, and you that is listening to me anywhere around the world.
I think you've already started preaching, so let me step out so you can just go at it. share. Go at it. God bless you. I'm listening.
Okay, so I should go ahead and preach. That's what you're saying.
Go at it.
Praise God. So what happened next? There was a man known in Brutu. He climbed a palm tree, you know, to get the palm nut. Then he fell, and that man had been paralyzed for 28 years. The power of God that was in that ground, you know, this man stood up, and everybody is known everywhere. People start shouting. Those who were shouting. Those who were crying. This man was here. He stood up, and he was walking. See, the Bible makes it sound and clear that Jesus Christ of yesterday, he is the same today, and he's the same forever. Jesus never changed. It pains me for those who feel that Jesus have changed. The word of God makes it clear, Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ of yesterday is the same today, and he's the same forever. That is the Jesus that I preach. And anywhere you are hearing the sound of my voice, I want to say to you, this Jesus have not changed. He have not changed. Here, in my own life, let me now talk about my own life. In 1977, I had according to the doctors, I have glaucoma. And you know, glaucoma is incurable. The doctor that looked at me, you know, he threw his instrument on the ground, and he was crying, saying to me, Daddy, why do you do this to us? I said, What have I done? He said, your glaucoma have taken all over your eyes. He said, mostly your left eye. Your left eye is it at 90% of it is gone. Then he was crying. I said, don't cry. Take your instrument. God will not allow me to become blind. If I'm blind, how do I read the Bible? I said, so God will not allow me to be blind. So take your instrument. Then I phoned my son in the Lord, who is in Florida, and I told him what has happened. He said, I should come quickly, as quick as I can. So some brethren paid my fare, you know, I flew a business class. This time now, poverty is gone. You know, God now have started using people, you know, to pay all my fares. And my fares is already business class and first class. I got to Miami, and my son, by name Ralph, then he took me to the doctor. The doctor in Florida is number 2 best eye doctor. When the guy took me through many machines, he told me that what he have seen He will do his best to see that I maintain what is left. But at the age of 60, he wants to assure me, no medical science can help me. At the age of 60, I said, no problem. Thank God, today, this year we are now, I'm 70 years old. I can still read my Bible. I can still walk, you know. Zin, I see you clearly where you are, you know. This is God doing. What am I trying to say? God heals. God deliver. He is the I am that I am. So for any reason, wherever you are hearing me, listen, if you have cancer, any kind of cancer, we're having a healing service, I think 2 weeks ago. Those who have cancer were healed. There is no kind of sickness in your life that God cannot heal. He is a healer. He's a deliverer. I want to assure you, as you hear the sound of my voice, anything that is sickness in your life, I want to assure you, you have been healed as I'm talking right now. Matter of fact, before you were sick, your healing is already in place. The Bible makes us to know that by his name, every knee bow, cancer have a knee. Anything that have a name, have a knee. Therefore, every knee bow, as I'm talking, as you hear the sound of my voice, I've seen the cripple walk. I've seen the blind eyes open. I have seen all kind of disease being healed. I've been in America about 52 times. I've been in Europe about more than 30 times, and there is healing anywhere I go. And the joy is this: as he healed in Nigeria, he does the same thing in London, and he will do the same thing, you know, in Canada, the same thing in America. Anywhere you hear the sound of my voice, if the devil have held you down, today is your day of deliverance. I want to call those phone lines, the telephone lines are there, call those lines, and I want to assure you that your healing is taking place. And not only taking place, I also want to call on you. The memory that is in this program is a good ministry. It's a sound ministry. You know, my dear son, Bishop Zeno, is a man of God. Therefore, not only that you pick the phone and make call, also give your seed. This is a ministry you should give seed. And by the grace of God, I speaking to you around the world, you know, a good number of persons know they have known me, you know. So this is a ministry whereby when you give anything for this ministry, it is a sound ministry, and you will be blessed. I believe that as I'm to you, the account name is on the line. Therefore, call and give whatever best you can give. It didn't stop there. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on to tell you of the miracle of God. There was another year that I was suffering from a brain problem, and those who here in Nigeria, you know, they said they have no answer to it. Same thing. I went to Miami, you know, right there. It was that year this machine came out, MRI, you know. So they said that they got me through the machine. The technician asked me a question. Who are you? I said, I'm Sinyonoka. Where are you from? I said, I'm from Nigeria. He told me that I'm going to do a thing that I've never done. I said, what is it? I said, what is it? He said, by telling me the patient, the problem I'm having. He said, when are you leaving America? I said, the coming week I'm going. He said, for your information, your brain is terribly damaged. And I want to tell you that I'm in doubt if there is anything medical science can do to help you. So you have to call my doctor and tell my doctor that, look, if you can, give this man attention as quick as possible. What I'm telling you now, this happened in 1999. So they got me to my doctor, and getting me to my doctor, what happened? The man looked at me. He said, "You are from Nigeria?" I said, "Yes." He said, "For your information, medical science doesn't have anything to do." Then he said, your brain is badly damaged to the fact that nothing medical science can do. You will die. Go home and die." By then, he invited his wife. Invited his wife, who was on holiday. And both of them examined the whole thing. There were about 5 medical doctors, at least, who looked at my brain, and they all confirmed that there's nothing medical science can do. So I should come home to Nigeria and die. I told them straight away that I'm not going to die. I have to leave to preach gospel. This is, which year is this now? This was 1997. So I called mommy. I called my wife. I told her, I said, they have asked me to come back home and come home to die. But I'm not dying. You should organize a crusade. So my wife said, they say you will die and I should organize a crusade. How can these two go together? I said, these two will go together because I'm not going to die. I am going to live and I'm going to proclaim the gospel. So I arrived in Nigeria on Wednesday, and on Friday, crusade began. And it began in my own compound here, the church compound. And I started to preach. And people were here. Glory be to God. Up to today, I'm still preaching. And I'm still doing well, by the grace of God. Anywhere I've gone to, the power of God is on the move. And when I share these testimonies, people are touched and people are blessed. Just in case my time is over, let me know. Give me a signal. I will appreciate that so that I will not overshot my time. Bishop, are you listening to me? Bishop Zeno?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Keep on going. It's not over. Just say what you need to say and then pray for the sick.
I would like to round up with this. The greatest thing in your life is not the healing. It's not God delivering you from poverty, which is great. I believe that anywhere people are listening to me today, not tomorrow. Today, not tomorrow. The greatest thing is for you to be what God wants you to be. What is the thing that God wants you to be? Number one, God wants you to be saved. God wants you to be a child of God. God wants you to be his son. God wants your name to be written in the book of life. I speaking to you today, there were days in my life that I was living in fear. When I say fear, I was really living in fear. Bishop Zeno, your testimony was wonderful. No, but mine is more wonderful. Because all the company where I was employed, such like Texaco, I was employing Texaco. No white man see me that want to work with me. When they see me, they say I'm a masquerade. Why? Because the witches, those of you in the Western country, it will be difficult for you to understand this. You may not understand it, but it is real. They say that I'm a masquerade. This company, the company that made Peugeot, it's a company from France. Up to now, there are still that company existing. I was there. They employ me. And when the white man comes, when he see me, he start to run. He tell the gate man, that is the security man, that look at this man. It's a masquerade. He's not a human being. Get hold of him. Then the security man will be coming to me. He said, but he's a human being. What was that? That was evil spirit. They didn't want me to live my life. But I'm glory to God, Bishop Zeno, that today, by the grace of the living God, not only that I'm saved, that demon was, he ran away from me. The same thing, any one of you that hear the sound of my voice, whatever demon that is in you, I command that evil spirit to leave you right now in the name of Jesus. If he did it for me, he can do it for you in the name of Jesus. The second thing that I would like to also tell you on what I have said, be what God wants you to be. The next thing is in your profession. Listen to me. In your profession, for you to be the least, it's not in this book. This book that I preached for more 50 years, it's not here. If you are a believer, the Bible says, the word of God says, that you will be at the head, not the tail. I was on the tail. Bishop Zeno, you know this. I was really on the tail. If the tail have categories, I was in the list of the tail. But glory be to God. In the process, I am today at the head. And in Nigeria, every state in Nigeria, they all know that I am at the head. And it takes a process. It's not magic. It takes a process. You have to make up your mind that you shall no more be at the tail, but you shall be at the head. That is what the word of God says. In Deuteronomy 28, you know, God says that if you believe in me and you are willing to walk in my word, you will not be at the tail, but you will be at the head. Poverty was not created by God for man. Poverty was created manifested by the devil. And everywhere in the world, I was shocked. The first time I got to London, I saw people begging. I said, oh, here too, even white man, they beg. You know, I was really shocked because I thought that it's only the black man that is poor. I saw white and black in London begging for food, begging, you know, for money for them to survive. I'm here as a servant of God under this anointing. Rebuke the spirit of poverty from your life. The devil is a liar. From today, God anoint upon me this very altar, which I now stand. All great men of God from around the world have stand on this altar. Under this altar, on top of this altar, and under this anointing, I rebuke the spirit of poverty from your life, wherever you hear the sound of my voice. Amen. And not only poverty, even oppression. You hear this voice, sound of my voice, and you have been oppressed. Some cry that I'm oppressed. You are oppressed because you don't know the way. Listen to me. It's difficult for anyone to be oppressed like me. But God deliver me. The word of God, as the word of God says, that in me you will have deliverance. I got deliverance. See, you know, you are a witness of my deliverance. A man who cannot eat his, you know, eat food. A man, I'm number four in my family. You know, and being number four, I can't eat good food. I can't wear good dress. My shoes, we are all, swear to God, you know, the kind of shoe you wear, the front, you know, is this way. I do say that the day you will enter market again, if shoes have leg to run, they will start running from you because they know that that man coming, if he buy you till he die, he would not have money to buy another one. So what am I saying? From beginning, listen to me well. From beginning, God made man great. You will be great. You that hear the sound of my voice. I say it again, anywhere you hear the sound of my voice around the world, may God's greatness come on you. What a joy. Here in Flock of Christ Mission, around this nation, the year we are is a year of greatness. So there's no reason why you should not be great. I pray for you under this anointing that the spirit of the greatness, the spirit of greatness should come upon your life in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Then the third thing that I want to also pray, I'll also speak on in a very short form is the spirit of fear. Fear. The same thing. You know, when I have not crossed this country to other country, I thought it's only in African nations that people live in fear. But I saw that even the black, if there are any group of persons who are green, I will say even those who are green. The black, the green, wherever they, you may find a human being, they live in fear. Why living in fear? Why God have made you great? You know, in the book of Timothy, I think verse chapter 4, Timothy, let me look at it so I can get it right. Yes, 2 Timothy chapter 1, you know, it's there that I have not given you the spirit of fear. I gave you the spirit of boldness. I gave you the spirit of love. I gave you the spirit of sound mind. That is the word of God. That is where I am. Thank God. Today, by his grace, I no more live in fear. Fear kills. The epidemic 19 all over the world is killing people. Here in Nigeria, it's killing. But here in Delta State, those of us who hear my voice, who believe in me, who believe in PFA, in Delta State, we buried COVID-19 in the Passover night, that's the last day of December, into the new day of 2021. We buried that thing. And that's why in Delta State, you hardly hear that anybody died of COVID-19. That is the power of faith. That is what faith can do. So you that are hearing me in the Western country where people are dying, even here in Africa, there are some nations here in Africa where COVID-19 is killing people. And what COVID-19 is using in killing is fear. Fear. Fear kills. Fear destroys. Irrespective of your class. Thank God, Bishop Zeno, that here in Delta State, we preach it. My governor, I respect him with all my heart. You know, there was a time his family went through it. But the last time that he saw me, when he saw me, because he's the governor, and I'm told that anybody who is going there, up to cover his nose and his mouth. So I went there, I covered my nose and my mouth. And as we were talking, I removed it and dropped it down. And on the gradual process, he also removed his own and dropped it down. So a person on that level, you know, did that. And thank God, up to today, he's alive. I'm not saying do it where you don't have the faith. Even in our church here, it's a big congregation. We give out the face masks free to those who want it. Because everything is done by faith. The Bible has made us to know that by faith, we can move mountains. By faith, we can destroy the works of darkness. So by faith, those who have faith, they don't put on face masks. And those who use face masks today in Flock of Christ Mission Headquarters, there are less than 5 or 10, even though it's given free. You in the Western country, I'm not saying to you that you should remove the face mask, you know, if you don't have the faith. But if you have the faith, remove it. You will not die. The street where we are, it's called Enere Road. Most of the rich men in this place, in this street, most of them are gone. And what really killed them? In my own expression, it may not really be the epidemic. It is fear. They're not only fear. People are terribly worried because of the inflation. Some feel that they cannot face tomorrow. And because of that, what will I do? Some are committing suicide. But I want to declare to you, wherever you hear the sound of my voice, with God, all things are what? Are possible. With God, it is possible you will live. The year 2021 will not see your end. Amen. But you will see the end of 2021. Not only you, you and your children, we see the year 2021. This I declare to you as God's anointed in the name of Jesus. And not only you, you and your spouse, not only your spouse, you and your children, not only your children, you and your grandchildren, not only your grandchildren, you up to your fourth generation, you will see the year 2021. You will see the end of it. This I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like to end my message by telling every one of you that hear the sound of my voice, read Bible. This book called Bible is a book of life. I read it. It have kept me. It have preserved me. Don't read it with your own interpretation. Read it and believe it as it is. It is the word of God. This word of God have kept me for 50 years, Zeno. 50 years. 50 years. Not only that it have kept me, it have kept my children. It have kept my grandchildren. It have kept all those that hear the sound of my voice. Therefore, this book is a book of life. Read it. It will preserve you. Read it. It will keep you. Read it. It will deliver you from all evil. It will deliver you from every work of darkness. As you read it, read it with hope. Read it with assurance. This is the word of God I have put in my heart. I round it up by saying, wherever you hear the sound of my voice, again I say to you, send in your money into the account of the ministry that I'm representing today. Zeno is a man of God, him and his wife. They are people of God. Whatever you put into the account, it will be a blessing to you. That is the truth. God is not a taker. God is a giver. This is where I round up my word today. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, praise the Lord. What a powerful word. This rightly has been noted as the arise and be healed status change. And in your message today, you talked about the change of status, how God took you from nowhere and brought you to a place of honor and integrity. And God is going to do the same thing for everyone that's been listening and receiving the word today and in the days to come. I want to thank you so very much for sharing with us, sharing from the depths of your being the message of God's love to everyone that's willing and ready to receive it. You indeed have impacted my life, and today you are impacting so many more lives. I celebrate you, I honor you, I thank God for you. You are an embodiment of what God can do with a life. You know, you brought me back to the 70s, and yes, one of the reasons I didn't want to go into ministry for 2 years, I resisted God, was because of the poverty situation with ministers. I said, no, I come from a wealthy home. I don't want to be poor. And so it was quite interesting to hear you talk about Archbishop Benson Idahosa and how he encouraged you to see, There is something here. God can do it. I don't want to be poor. But before you leave today, and I take it on from here, there is something you said that was quite remarkable. The enemy was putting a different face on you that caused you to lose favor in the sight of those who could have been a conduit of blessing to you. And until that stronghold was destroyed, you couldn't step into your fullness. One of the captions for this conference is the change of status. I'd like for you to pray to release people from whatever it is that has given them a different look, that's causing them not to step into their destiny, that those strongholds of darkness be shattered from husbands, from wives, from their children, from ministries, whatever it is that is standing as a blocker of destiny, that thing will be shattered immediately so that people can come into the freedom that God has for them.
To you who is hearing the sound of my voice around the world, if God can do it for me, He can do it for you. He can do it for your children. He can do it for your grandchildren. As I stretch my hand towards you, precious Father, you are a loving God. It pains your heart to see your own children not trusting you for their needs. In your name, I rebuke the spirit of oppression. Yes. I rebuke the spirit of hatred. Yes. I rebuke the spirit of poverty. Yes. I rebuke the spirit to those who are in ministry who are not doing well. I rebuke the spirit of fear from your heart in the name of Jesus. As God touch my life, let the God whom I serve touch your life. Free you from every bondage in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.
For being a great father to so many and for being so impactful in my life. I receive your ministry, and these saints receive your ministry all around the world. Well, child of God, if you have ever been blessed by this ministry, now you see one of the reasons why I am who I am. I came from this root, and I thank God for my spiritual father, Papa Cerullo, who is our joint father, and his impact on our lives. And today, that same impartation is coming to you. I release you, and I thank you for everything that you have been to us today, the blessing that you are to us, and I'm going to communicate with you in the days to come, and I will take it up from here and continue to minister to the saints. Mama and I will just continue ministering to them. And remember, child of God, honor God with your giving. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Praise the Lord. God is so awesome. Well, as you heard it said earlier, this is the man of God that led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was under his watch that my father offered me to God. And because of that act, I became the minister, full-time minister of the gospel that has come to you with the word of God these 40-something years, 45. God has been very good. We're not having these conferences just to have a conference. We're having this conference because God instructed us to do so. Why? Because God has something on his mind for you. Something extraordinary that he wants to do in your life and in your family, in your business, in your marriage, in your relationships. He wants to turn things around. And if there's an area where you are hurting today, what a perfect time to turn it over to God. Say, God, I cannot help me, but you can do something extraordinary. And don't let God go until you get what you are looking for. Keep on crying out to him. He will hear you. And he will do right by you. Will the God of all the earth not do right? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And tonight, God has a special miracle just designed just for you. If you will receive it, something extraordinary will happen. We have seen God do amazing things. I do not want to prolong this service, but I know that I know that I know that God is real. His love is real. His power is real. All that God is, he wants to do in you and in me. Miracles. Miracles are available for you right now. And we call your miracle out of the realm of the invisible. And we manifest it to you in your body this very moment. Let the power of God bring about the transformation that you have been waiting for. There is a change in status. Your story must be retold, and retold correctly. Ah, yes. It is going to say, this man was once blind, but now he sees. It's going to say, this one was once barren, but now is fruitful. The barren has more children than the married wife. Oh, God. God can change everything in a moment. And tonight, receive what God has for you. In just a moment, we're going to share in communion together. But I want to say to you, child of God, if you've ever been blessed by this ministry, I need for you to sow a special seed today. For when we receive men and women of God, we cannot be shabby and lousy in our giving. We've got to give something honorable. I need for you to dig deep and invest, because your investment in God today, listen, it's an investment that's going to go through generations. It's generational. You're not only sowing into my life and Mama's life, you're sowing into the life of this father of faith, Bishop Simeon Oka, you sown into our spiritual father, Papa Maurice Cerullo's, that anointing, and your spiritual father, Archbishop Ben Sinidauza, who brought transformation into his life. Can you see the generational impact that you're going to be sowing into a river? You got double. Yeah, it's yours on? Is your mic on? Okay, good.
Yeah, I have double. So you're getting a lot when you give to this ministry because our river runs deep. And it comes from a river of God working miracles to mighty great men and women of God. The Archbishop, the late Archbishop Benson Idausa, was my pastor. Before he was a bishop, he was reverend. At that time, as a reverend, as a pastor, he was my pastor. He raised me up. So I know nothing but faith. I know nothing but to believe God. I know nothing but to see miracles. I don't understand any other realm other than that realm. And it works in my life till today. You know, I know to see the power of God. Even before I was a pastor, God was already using me to do signs and wonders because I grew up under that. And God can turn your life. And then I know nothing. Then Papa Cerullo, I know nothing other than that. As a man who walked in dimensions of glory. You know, he's moved into glory now. But the ministry is still here. Legacy Center is here. And we are still supporting that. So you, and then you have us. So God has been faithful and has been wonderful in our lives. And I believe that anointing is coming to your house.
Amen.
When you sow into this ministry, you can be a partaker. The same anointing God has put in our lives, you can say, me too. It's coming from a big root. It did not start with us. That's why everything God teaches us, we give it to you. We don't hold back, we give it. We started ministering a lot to the nations during this COVID period. You know, you couldn't travel by air, but you know the airways are there. You can travel by your voice. Hallelujah. And through our voice, we've been ministering, and God is transforming even the people in India. The people we are ministering today, they are also seeing miracles. You know, the last time we ministered to them, testimonies, we've been teaching them truths of God's word. You know, Bishop tonight, Bishop Oka was saying, read your Bible. Well, I'm a strong believer in that. If you don't know the word of God, then you got no power. That is the root of your power. God walks with himself. He holds his word above his name, above every other thing. So that's where he operates from. So that must be a dimension that you must soak yourself in. As they are hearing the word of God, miracles are happening. They even showed us pictures of, you know, how they had a storm. Roots, you know, were telling them about the power of God, that they can use it. Apply the blood. I did a teaching on the blood. And told them, apply, they're doing it, and they're seeing results. Their whole condo where COVID is killing people, not one COVID touched one person there. Apply the blood to their neighborhood, to their homes. And God is doing this. Whether they were believers there or not, because there's a believer there, people are being protected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, trees uprooted, damaging people's cars everywhere, huge trees. But the cars of the believers, you see a tree to the left, to the right, all direction, but not one branch on their vehicles.
Glory.
I'll tell you, the power of the word works. There is power in the name of Jesus. God is not only doing it through us, he's going to do it through you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We are a privileged people. Just recognizing the goodness of God. We've done more ministry during this COVID time, reach more people during this COVID time than we have for, I don't know, decades and decades. Just in the next few days, we'll be covering a good stretch of South America, a good stretch of Africa, right from here. Souls are getting saved. People are getting healed. While we are streaming, blind eyes are being opened. Crippled are walking.
Cancers, living their lives.
Miracles are happening.
Deaf, blind, see. Hallelujah.
And one of these Sundays, or one of these days, I will bring a compilation of testimonies, because we've been ministering to Pakistan every month for I don't know how long now. Every month we're ministering from one community to the other, remote areas that we wouldn't have gone to, and God is reaching them.
Yes.
But this was a prophetic word God gave to us. In 2019, I think it was,
yes.
You know, about reaching Hindus. And I'm thinking, how are we going to do that? And Buddhists, how are we going to do that?
Yes,
and
yes.
But God is doing it.
Yes.
You know, anyhow.
Even people from Japan.
Yes,
Australia,
Japan, Australia.
South America, South Africa.
Yes.
Many nations,
wow.
You know. And praise the Lord, we don't have to spend money to fly anywhere. The voice. We've been preaching, your voice can move and walk to the ends of the earth.
Yes.
And it is happening.
Amen. Amen.
So hallelujah.
Amen.
The voice of God will touch you where you are. Any sickness, any disease, any problem you have, they must bow in the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's
your
right.
Status have changed.
Amen.
You heard
Amen.
Bishop message? Change of status.
Yes.
I remember I knew him when he had nothing. So
yes.
Yeah, you knew him longer because
yes.
I met him through marriage. Just before we got married, used to come to your church, you know. We met in 75, so your calling was in 76. Then 78, you went to the U.S. For your further study. 79, School of Ministry, first School of Ministry with Papa Cyril, you know.
Yeah.
And then... But Bishop was not wealthy at that time, but he loved God, and he preached the gospel for God to raise a servant of God. Your calling was unique. Even then, in Nigeria, where we're seeing people falling under the power of the Holy Ghost, at least where you were, I saw it. I saw it in Benin, where Archbishop was, when God was moving. But in Warri, there was nothing like that.
Nothing.
But it happened. In your church.
Yeah.
It happened. And God started something. So there is something in Bishop Simeon Oka that God has raised.
Amen.
In him.
I just
and
sense,
has raised you.
I just
yes.
sense that God wants to spark something in so many people's lives
yes.
right now. There is a birthing of something fresh, something new. A new fragrance of his glory that's about to be released into your life this very moment. Your story is changing. God has begun a new work of grace in your life. Would you stretch your hands towards us this very moment? I don't know what your situation is, but I am declaring to you today that change is here. And you will experience it. It will not hide behind the veil anymore. It will not be on the other side anymore. Time and destiny will now merge
yes.
together. By the authority of the word of the living God,
yes.
we pull you into your rightful place.
Yes.
We plug you into the rightful place. We declare by the authority of the word of God, be unstuck. From that which you've been stuck at, by the authority of the word of the living God, be released
Jesus.
And come into your rightful place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I give you praise. We worship you. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. Lord, oh God, no more delays, no more just struggling, no more, no more, no more. Father, oh God, thank you that the Syrophoenician Canaanite woman that you once addressed, the bread that belongs to the children cannot be given to dogs. Oh, but she said the dogs can eat from that crumbs. And that day, she changed her situation. The one that used to be a dog became part of the children, for they ate the children's bread. Yes. Father, this day, in the name of Jesus, let there be a transformation. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we command a change,
yes,
to take place. Let the strongholds of iniquity fall off. Let every chain of limitation fall off. Let the scales of blindness fall off. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kialados indrema chakaha. We give you praise, Most High God. We thank you for what you have already done.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord, O God, that even as your sons and your daughters are engaged in covenant by sacrifice, for your word says, O God, that we come into that covenant by sacrifice. Lord, O God, multiply their seed sown. Do for them beyond that which they even there taught or felt they could experience. Do extraordinary things.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your healing anointing.
Yes.
Touching each one and bringing about transformation.
Yes.
We say yes and amen to
yes
your word.
And amen.
Blessed be your holy name forever.
Yes.
We will sing a new story.
Yes.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. You will praise the Lord. You will be celebrated. We will shout the joys of thanksgiving together, because it's a new day in your life, in your family, in your neighborhood, wherever you are. Blessed assurance, Jesus is ours. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right.
Glory
well,
to God.
You do the body and I'll do the cup tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Praise God forevermore.
Yes.
May you get your elements. And you know, Jesus gave himself for us.
Yes,
you can't get any better than that. You got the best. So from today on, you have the best.
Amen.
He has the best. He gave his life. He gave his body. He gave his blood. He gave his word. He gave us his name. He gave us, not only that, he gave us the place of glory, the same glory Father has given to him. Jesus said in John 17, he said, the glory that the Father has given me before the foundation of the world,
yes,
I pray it and I give it to you. Oh,
amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
So I don't know what more you need. You got a fully loaded package.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, he's giving us his name. So nothing can stop you now.
Mm.
Your status have changed. Your life has changed. Your health changes right now.
Amen.
Healing is the children's meat.
Yes.
So take of the bread of life and let your life be made completely whole forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The absence of blood spells death. If blood doesn't flow into the extremities of your body, they become numb and they begin to die. But the blood of Jesus Christ knows no hindrance. It will penetrate whatever the enemy thinks he has put in place to block. This very moment, as you take of this precious blood of Jesus Christ, let it bring healing to every part of your person. Let it bring healing to your finances. Let it bring healing to your marriage. Let it bring healing to your business. Let it bring healing to every aspect of your person, your mind. Let the blood of Jesus Christ penetrate every aspect of your aspirations, desires, and bring healing there. There will be no numbness and no death in any area of your life. As you take of this blood, it sanctifies you, makes you holy, separates you unto that which is good, and good only, and not to that which is evil. Yes. Take off this cup and drink, and be healed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow night will be the last night of this conference. But then I want to announce that we are going to be having another conference in July, July the 21st to the 23rd. We'll give you that information tomorrow with a poster, and during the next few weeks or so, we'll release the video out to you. It is called Let It Rain, Spiritual Warfare 2. I didn't expect to have the Spiritual Warfare conference this July, but a few days ago, the Lord drove that message deep within my spirit around, I think must have been around 3 a.m. in the morning. Says, this Let It Rain conference is a Spiritual Warfare 2 conference. And I had to send a message right away to the man of God that God had already picked out when we did the Spiritual Warfare conference, the first one. And guess what? He says, I had to pray and talk to God because I am engaged during that particular time, every month of the year, I have a special time that I separate to go somewhere. He said, but God spoke to me to turn over that first day, the 21st, and I'm going to be available on the 21st and the 22nd.
Yes.
And this is going to be extraordinary.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it. So
yes.
Mark those dates, the 21st to the 23rd. You are going to be in a realm of supernatural empowerment.
Yes.
That will cause you to be so radicalized by the presence and power of God that the devil will see you and be running.
Yes.
Because you are going to hear things and know things that he has hidden from you and I for such a long time.
Yes.
But by revelation, we are going up higher.
Yes.
And tearing down strongholds.
Yes.
And setting captives free.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening. Yes. And for a powerful time in the presence of the Lord. And of course, Sunday morning, always going to be a glorious time, Sunday evening. And we are thankful to the Lord for his manifold blessings.
Yes.
Amen. Do you want to say one more thing before we go?
Just begin to invite your friends. It's very important you let other people know and eat the same food you are eating. You are changing lives, not only lives, you're changing generations.
Amen.
So through your life, somebody else can be touched.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine if Bishop Oka, Pastor Oka at that time, did not pursue you and say, okay, here's a kid from a wealthy home, let me not disturb. No, he did not allow that. He spoke the word and God picked you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And look what God is doing with his life today. Speak to somebody. God, we also pick them. And you see what God will do with their life. Somebody spoke to Billy Graham. Somebody spoke to Papa Cerullo. Somebody spoke to Papa Ayo. Somebody spoke to Bishop Zeno. Somebody spoke to me. So you need to talk to somebody and God will begin to change lives. And you will stand before God one day and say, God, I am a part of this.
Amen.
May you become a part of God's legacy.
Hallelujah.
Of preaching the gospel.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't take much. A simple invitation. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus gave his all for you. And Jesus wants you blessed. He has not designed lack, sickness, disease, poverty, shame, and defeat for you. He's decided to give you his victory. He's designed victory, success, victory upon victory. May your life be changed. And as God is doing something great in your life, we want to hear your testimonies.
Amen.
Send us your testimony so we can rejoice together. The book of Revelation said they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Yes.
May God give you testimony and may your family be covered with the precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God praise the Lord. You. We love you. We celebrate you. And we thank God for every one of you.
Yes.
Know the joy of the Lord and be strengthened by it. Good night.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now we'll chat with those on Zoom. Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.